Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to play a short clip. I'm going to play more of it coming up in the next hour with CNN, the head scientist from Microsoft, admitting terraforming the planet. But finishing up with Michael Braverman, one of the guys behind the hit TV show Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, premiering with the next episode this Wednesday night on Big Brother. Yeah, you know, I never asked you or Jesse that question, but I should have asked you that when we've been hanging out and working together. If I've had all these Hollywood stars call me, but they never want to go on air, most of them, I mean, you name it, folks. And when I worked with Keanu Reeves and, of course, with Bruce Willis, he's now no longer a neocon. He's totally into this now. And that's a few people I can talk about. Obviously, well, I mean, I'm not going to say any more names. Folks, you wouldn't believe it. Okay, I'll say it. Brad Pitt. I mean, stuff like that. It's insane. Give us a hint, Michael, about some of the huge stars that are calling you.
Well, you hit on a couple names there, and I've sworn to secrecy by them and their agents.
I didn't even know that, and I already, ha
ha! If you're not sworn to secrecy, that's cool. I can tell you that it's people that, you know, I was shocked. I mean, you know, tech are calling me, I got a cable show, and, you know, who am I in this? You know, these big names are calling me, and I've met with some of them in secret, you know, kind of out-of-the-way restaurants. And, you know, again, it sounds like I'm hyping it. I'm really not. These are names that would blow your mind. They blew my mind. And I said to all of them, I said, look, at some point you have to be bigger than yourself. You got to step out. You got to do what you need to do for your country and what you believe in. And, you know, I keep, you know, sort of beating that drum. And, again, hopefully if everyone supports us and, you know, we get a good rating this week for the Big Brother Conspiracy Show, hopefully we'll go on. And I do believe that in our second season, there will be people coming on this show that will shock everybody.
Unbelievable. I'm just so honored to be involved with you, Michael Braverman. And notice you just broke that about all these big stars contacting you last segment. I didn't even know that. And you notice I just threw out some names because I can't believe over the last 5, 6, 7 years, I mean, obviously Charlie Sheen has come on air a bunch, and this is basically all he thinks about and works on. But he tells me separately, not just people I've been contacted by or I've met with, but then I talk to other directors, other movie stars. Basically, 80% of all the top stars are completely obsessed with this. It's not snowboarding. It's not hookers they're obsessed with. It's not partying. It's not surfing. They are obsessed with this. Hollywood is on fire and awake to the New World Order. How do we get them to come out? And then you get a cultural shift away from the fake left that Hollywood's been known as. Michael, we are sitting on top of something really big. I mean, do you get that feeling?
Yeah, I think we could be, and you know, but you got to understand one thing. Charlie Sheen, when he came out of the shadows, he has taken unbelievable abuse, and I will go so far as to say he's probably hurt his career, even though he's got a nice career. Obviously, he's on a hit TV show, but it takes courage because the left, you know, the old left that really still runs Hollywood, they are militantly opposed to anybody talking about these issues, militantly opposed. So, you know, that's something that we all deal with. And for any of these stars to come out, I applaud them because it takes a huge amount of courage.
You know, again, I'm aware of this. Most people aren't. You're more aware of it than I. Michael Braverman, again, big TV producer with a lot of hit shows and things under his belt. That's what I'm saying. I don't think listeners realize the sea change this signifies. And I don't see how they're not going to pick it back up with these record ratings. But as you said, there's a lot of powerful people out there. That's why it's so important this show even be a bigger hit. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you will see top movie stars on television on this program. And you guys are trailblazers. And so to the victor goes the spoils. Michael, you certainly have hit the barbed wire. You are like Lewis and Clark, you and Jesse Ventura, and I am just ecstatic to be involved. We're going to let you go. I'm going to say bye to you during this break, but we will let you go now to get back to your meeting. It airs this Wednesday night, the Big Brother special. Folks, tell everybody you know.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, wait. Kid, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, that Michael Braverman conversation just blew me away. See, I don't bug all these Hollywood people. And if Braverman calls me every 2 weeks, I call him, we talk. I'm going to be a bigger part as a consultant, bigger part of the TV show, already the biggest part outside of Ventura, with Conspiracy Theory, number one show on True TV right now, highest ratings ever for a new show, exposing Al Gore as a fraud, Maurice Strong, the New World Order, Brad Pitt, Bruce Willis, all freaking out. I mean, you just can't. It doesn't get any better than this. You got the old Hollywood order, the old left. You got Michael Braverman, who's pretty high-powered, talking about the old left freaking out. This is not a left-right issue. They just want to keep that paradigm in place. There is a rebellion in Hollywood. I have known about this for at least a decade, big time for 6 years, and Charlie Sheen broke the ice on this. We are so close, ladies and gentlemen. We are so close to shifting the entire paradigm. That was some breaking news that you just heard. Just like Conspiracy Theory last week with Ventura, got Bill Santer on video to admit he cut out 5 scientists in his own internal report for the IPCC saying man does not contribute to global warming and that the Earth may not even be warming. This is incredible. Okay, for the rest of the hour, then I'm getting into the terraforming being announced, the geoengineering on CNN. Now the global warming control freaks want to, quote, control our weather, probably so they can create calamities and get their pretext for global taxes. James Dillingpole is a best-selling author, journalist, author, TV critic, Daily Telegraph. He also writes for so many other great publications. He's a British journalist and novelist, was educated at Christ Church, Oxford. He's a member of several, author of several novels and two nonfiction books. How to Be Right, The Essential Guide to Making Lefty Liberals History, and Welcome to Obama Land, I Have Seen the Future and It Doesn't Work. He writes for the Daily Telegraph and is a TV critic for The Spectator. He has a blog, The Daily Telegraph, which he uses to disprove man-made climate change. And this is so exciting to have him on because he's one of the most prolific and detailed writers in The Telegraph. We got big headlines out about global government being established. We've got Gordon Brown. There will be nowhere to run from the New World Order. That's another great writer at The Telegraph, Janet Daly. We have another one, Copenhagen Climate Summit, plan for EU to police countries' emissions. And that's James Kirkup, if I think I'm pronouncing it right. So just great job over there at The Telegraph. And it's good to have James Dillingpole on with us. Sir, wonderful to have you.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
I tell you, is it safe to say that the man-made global warming fraud has crashed and burned like the Hindenburg?
I think we shouldn't count our chickens. Obviously, Christmas came early for you and me, first of all with ClimateGate, and second with the spectacular failure of the Copenhagen Carbon Fest, love it. But I think we've got a long way to go. Because don't forget, we have got, 20 years since the warmest started putting about this story. You remember that the Rio conference?
Yes.
Of course, was organized by your friend and mine, Maurice Strong. We skeptics have got a lot of catching up to do before we can undo all the damage which has already been done, all the lies and propaganda which have been put about by the mainstream media, all the mechanisms that have been put in place by Kyoto, for example, for carbon trading. You know, you've got the carbon trading floor set up in Chicago. You've got, 10% owned by Goldman Sachs, for example. So you've got a lot of people out there who stand to make a lot of money out of this whole AGW thing, and they aren't gonna surrender that money easily.
Absolutely. We have different numbers. Some say over $100 billion in the U.S. spent on this fraud and in buying off the scientists, literally, because you can't get funding unless you believe in the Chicken Little scenario. Any idea how much globally has been spent by governments and corporations pushing this takeover?
All I know at the moment is that the global carbon trading market is currently worth about $120 billion. Now, this, don't forget, is trading something that doesn't actually exist, really. I mean, it's just thin air, isn't it? Carbon, CO2, we breathe it out. The idea that traders have created a mechanism whereby they can trade the stuff that we all exhale is Enron economics writ large. And funnily enough, the guy who invented CO2 trading was none other than Ken Lay, the guy who founded Enron. And this market, this false market, is estimated to increase into the trillions within the next two decades. So we are going to be finding that the world's most valuable traded commodity, even more valuable than oil or gold, is this CO2 thing. And the only way this market can survive is by pan-global government regulation. So, if America says no to cap and trade, that means that the bottom will fall out of the carbon trading market. And a lot of bad people, including Al Gore and I think Maurice Strong, will end up losing a lot of money, which is why I think it's very much in everybody's interest that we urge, for example, the U.S. Senate, when it votes next year, to vote out cap and trade, because that will be, I suspect, the real death knell of this great scam.
Absolutely. Now, Gordo Brown, the unelected Prime Minister of England that no one can seem to get rid of, he is saying, I'm writing the agreement that the industrialized nations have signed on, even if the Third World got wise and bolted, that the West will give money to the IMF and World Bank, I guess, to dangle in front of the Third World to sign on, which, of course, conservative estimates have it at $10 million a year extra that'll starve to death who are living on that razor's edge between starvation and life. He's saying that They're just going to go ahead and implement it. Obama last week said, look, command and control. I don't care if the Senate doesn't ratify or go along. I'm going to use the EPA to declare CO2 as some type of deadly nerve gas.
Yeah.
And I mean, so they're just openly coming out as dictatorial creatures. And now they say the EU, and break this down for us, the EU is going to now keep track of everyone. Even if you don't sign on, they're going to be your minder and hold back your IMF World Bank dole if you don't go along with it.
Well, the European Union, certainly the European Socialist Superstate, has been a very early adopter of the whole climate, the whole carbon trading mechanism. You know, they are forcing all the member states to reduce their CO2 levels by X amount by 2020, and the various libtard governments have mostly embraced this wholeheartedly. It's interesting that the European Union has form on this. Almost all the member states of the European Union went on those rare occasions where their people have had the chance to vote on the issue about whether or not they want to be part of this ever-increasing socialist superstate. They always say no. What does the European Union do? It always says, okay, we're just going to ignore the voters' requests, democratic requests, and we're going to carry on as usual and ride roughshod over their desires. This practice is also being adopted by the AGW, the International Global Warming Movement. You know, never mind all the scientific evidence that emerges and is emerging all the time that global warming is not man-made, and even if there is global warming going on, it is not catastrophic. Never mind all scientific evidence. We are going to carry on with our program as before, completely disregarding. I mean, I don't know how, presumably all your listeners are on side, Alex, but the thing I noticed blogging on this subject on the internet is just how many people out there on the internet are feeling betrayed by their governments, by their newspapers, which are not telling them the truth about
them. And that was my next point. I read ABC News. I read literally hundreds of the comments. I don't even really read the story. I go to the comments, and the mainstream media keeps shoveling the lie that everyone agrees that the Earth is warming. Everyone agrees that polar bears are all dying, which is a total lie. Everyone agrees we've got to have a global government. And then literally 95% of the comments are saying we're sick of you liars, and they're well thought out. They're writing their own little mini articles with links to facts. There is a rebellion. I think the mainstream media, is this what you're getting at?
Yes,
the mainstream media is committing seppuku by continuing the party line.
Alex, your analysis is absolutely spot on. There is no question that this will be seen in the future when people analyze the death of the MSM. This will be the point where the MSM killed itself, because it has refused to move with the times. It's refused to address the issues that are of concern to its readers. I mean, unless you buy the idea that every single person, or 95%, as you say, of the people who use the internet are completely mad, unless you buy that theory, what you have to accept is that the interests of the people are not being served by, for example, the BBC, by pretty much every newspaper, like the New York Times, to the Times of London and so on. They are being completely ignored. All these newspapers, and of course the BBC as well, and of course most of the mainstream TV networks in the US, apart from possibly Fox, all these organizations employ environment correspondents. And all these so-called environment correspondents, they might as well, you know, be writing press releases for Greenpeace or Al Gore.
They're lapdogs.
They never question the scientific issues. They're not interested in finding out the truth. All they care about is towing a particular line, which is the world is getting hotter. It's all our fault. We must spend more money now.
Unbelievable. Let's continue then talking about the seppuku. That's when, I guess, the Japanese term for when they commit suicide with the short sword. That is pretty much what the mainstream media has already got the knife in. They're now pulling it up into their rib cage, completing the act of seppuku, and all I can say is more power to them.
We'll be right back. For us, Alex.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Telegraph writer James Dillingpole is our guest. He's a best-selling author, nonfiction books like How to Be Right, The Essential Guide to Making Left Liberals History, and Welcome to Obama Land. I've seen your future and it doesn't work. And he writes for the Daily Telegraph and is a TV critic for The Spectator. He has a blog at the Daily Telegraph, which he uses to disprove man-made climate change. JamesDillingpole.com is the website. That's James Dilling Pole, D-E-L-I-N-G, Pole.com. Okay, you got cut off by the satellite break. You were getting into the mainstream media committing suicide because they just are such arrogant elitists. Continue.
Well, I'm going to say how fantastic it's been for people like you and me, because we are the guys who are putting out the truth when the people who are the guardians of the truth are no longer doing their job. You know, we used to rely on newspapers like The Times and so on to be telling us what's going on in the world. And instead, their response seems to be to accuse us all of false consciousness, you know? If only the government spend a bit more educating us about global warming, then we'd see the truth, seems to be their line. And this ain't so. I've never come across a greater disjunct between what real people think about something and what the government and the media and so on are telling them to think. It's extraordinary. I think we've got, you know, a divided world. It's like we're living in parallel universes, where on the one hand you've got big government, big oil, big business, the green movement. And on the other hand, you've got ordinary people. We're living in different universes.
That's a key point that you just raised, is that the controlled left always says, oh, you're working for the oil companies if you don't believe in man-made global warming. But then I go look at the main funders. It's big corporations, big oil, the stock markets, who want a new derivative. They don't care if taxes get passed on to the average blue-collar or middle-class worker with a family and bills to pay. I mean, truly, it is the people of the world. And now when you go to any comment page, whether it's YouTube or you name it, literally 90% or more agree with reality. And you've got this 10% telling us we're kooks, we're weirdos, we're crazy. One more example, hundreds of articles a day, literally.
Yeah.
Announcing global government, announcing world government. But then we talk about it and we get called kooks. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, but that's because the people who are pushing AGW haven't got any arguments or facts on their side. So all they can do is resort to throwing out these accusations, for example, that deniers, so-called deniers, that's to make us look like Holocaust deniers. We are sponsored by big oil. You know, any scientist who speaks out against man-made global warming, they instantly say, oh, well, he's in the pay of the carbon industry. Well, the fact is that the carbon industry and big oil moved out of denialism a very long time ago. They sponsor eco conferences. They're heavily exposed to the carbon trading market. They see ATW as a big opportunity to make money. That's how big companies operate. So of course they're not going to back the side that they think is, you know, is not being championed by.
Wasn't it Ken Lay in the mid-1990s with Al Gore that had a bunch of meetings with oil company execs and explained to them that this was a giant scam, they should jump on board?
That was exactly what Ken Lay said. And I think, you know, people in the financial industries, they don't go in there because they care about Mother Nature or because they want to look after polar bears. They do it because, funnily enough, they want to make money. And whatever they see as the best way of making money is the means that they will choose. I mean, that's, you know, that's the nature of finance. But it doesn't mean to say that they've got rightness or truth on their side. They're just vultures picking over whatever they can.
Well, they certainly are. How do you see the collapse of the mainstream media unrolling? I mean, if they are committing suicide, what is that process going to look like?
I think it's going to be messy, because I think what they're going to do, when they realize the mistake they've made, they are going to start fighting back. And we're already seeing this. Have you noticed, for example, how certain media organizations are now trying to ban people from linking to articles on news sites?
That's where I was going next, and we're going to come back and talk about that. You've got Australia saying we're going to employ Chinese-style net censorship of political stuff we don't like. The government will decide off of a complaint system. We've got England talking about maybe we should restrict. We've got Canada, the U.S. now talking about it. I agree. They're going to try to shut us up.
Oh, definitely. In the same way that they're trying to shut down the talk radio stations in America under the fairness doctrine, this idea that because talk radio tends to favour the right rather than the left, because the right have got all the ideas and the left have got none whatsoever, and no one wants to listen to a libtard droning on about his tobacco views about the world. You know, so for that reason they decide, oh well, this is unfair, we must get big government to step in.
James, stay there. Got a break again. We'll come right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
At PrisonPlanet.com, Steve Watson wrote a story last Thursday titled Death of the Internet, Censorship Bills in UK, Australia, US aim to block undesirable websites. That's a quote. And we have direct links to the secret treaty that's been leaked that the White House confirms that they're secretly negotiating with the EU. We have links to the UK Digital Economy Bill, Clause 11. We have links to the public Chinese-style net censorship. That's what the government calls it in Australia. It's a 10-page article, or no, 9-page article, with links to all the documents. See, that's what we do. We link to all the facts. And the mainstream media engages in lies. We're going to go back to our amazing guest, author, researcher, newspaper writer, James Dillingpole, in just a moment. I want to encourage listeners to not procrastinate for Christmas. You can still give a gift of truth, a PrisonPlanet.tv membership as we fight the prison planet. All 20-plus of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book in e-book format, the last 2 hours of the radio show every day, we simulcast a full television show here with the radio for PrisonPlanet.tv members, the higher-quality podcast with the commercials cut out for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Go create a username and passcode and give yourself a gift of a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, $5.95. And you sign up for a year, that's a month, you get it for like $3. So it's 5 plus months free when you sign up in the month of December. And six computers can simultaneously log on with the same username passcode. So give yourself a Prison Planet membership, and then give your friends and family, one or two people. I wouldn't give it to more because then it will lock you out if you all log on at the same time. The username and passcode for PrisonPlanet.tv and an e-card. So it's last-minute shopping. Give them a $5.95 trial membership or give them a year and save close to half off at PrisonPlanet.tv. And until the end of the year, we're offering my new film, Fall of the Republic, that exposes how the big banks and others are behind the phony green movement to take over, the entire climate scam fraud. This 2-hour, 24-minute film, you can get it and get a Obama Joker T-shirt that the mainstream media here called to be banned. They said it should be illegal to criticize the president, literally on record. You get one of those shirts free when you get the DVD at Infowars.com and the secure online video bookstore shopping cart and all the other books and videos that are there. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139, and you also fund our operation against these people. We're not funded by the oil companies or by Al Gore and Occidental Petroleum or by Arm & Hammer's empire or by George Soros. We are funded by you, the listener, and our advertisers. And also support authors like James Dillingpole, and go to his website, jamesdillingpole.com, or check out his articles at the Daily Telegraph. Okay, going back to our guest, long segment, I want to sit back and let you talk about whatever you think is most important, how they're implementing global governance by stealth through this carbon system, how they're saying we don't care if countries didn't sign on, we're going to start regulating and controlling you. But when we got cut off, you were talking about censorship and how they're openly announcing how great it is to keep everyone safe, and there's been calls for Lord Monckton in major papers in England that he's a climate tyrant and that he should be charged with treason, literally. I mean, you cannot make this level of brazen tyranny up. So, sir, please continue along those lines.
Yeah, well, I think that the AGW scam, the anthropogenic global warming scam, is the big one. You know, I mean, there are other problems in the world, you know, Obamacare and things like that, and Islamofascism obviously is a big problem. But I would say that the issue whose evil creeping tentacles delve into ever deeper recesses of our lives, the really big one, the dangerous beast, is undoubtedly man-made global warming and the industry pushing this idea. Because it is an excuse to tax humanity on a scale never before envisaged. They are talking, the International Energy Agency reckons that to reduce man-made global warming to a suitable level, it is going to cost $45 trillion. Now, the human mind cannot conceive even what a billion looks like. A trillion is what? Considerably more than that. And where's this money going to come from and where's it going to go? Well, the place it's going to go is into the pockets of third world kleptocrat dictators. It's going to go into the pockets of people like Maurice Strong, Al Gore, into the pockets of all the people who
we know has been caught with Saddam and others laundering aid money back to themselves.
This scam is just unbelievable. It's done in the name of environmental righteousness. I think what half of these yogurt-weaving, crusty loons supporting the green movement don't realize is that the people they're in bed with are their most vicious ideological opposites. You know, who would have thought that people like, I don't know if you're familiar with these guys, George Monbiot, have you ever come across him?
Oh, he openly calls for world government, carbon credit, ration cards.
Yeah, that's the one. Well, but this guy, you know, I mean, for whatever his sad reasons, he wants us to bomb us all back to the agrarian.
He's a control freak.
Yeah, well, he wants us all to live in yurts and to travel around, you know, in coracles, you know, and so we don't have the wheel anymore. And maybe we'll probably even be banned fire. We'll just have to sit around shivering in caves. This is the
You know, Europe has been banning in some countries and putting taxes on fireplaces and space heaters.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I must say, one of my great pleasures in life is going to a pub, an English pub, and sitting outside where there is one of those outdoor heaters and
yes,
having a cigarette, which we're just about allowed to have in this country.
But and that puts out carbon, too.
Yeah, well, exactly. I like to do my bit, strike my tiny blow in the Great War for freedom. Yeah, but I mean, it is an odd scenario where you've got all these crazies going to the Copenhagen to protest in their polar bear costumes and stuff. And the people they're actually marching in support of are the most vicious form of capitalist you could possibly imagine. Now, I believe in the capitalist system, but I believe in the capitalist system that favors the little man, that favors the kind of hard-working entrepreneur, small businessman. What I don't like is corporatism. You know, I mean, this was exactly what happened under Nazi Germany.
It's a piratical system of looters.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is what happened under Nazism. Hitler allowed certain favored business concerns to prosper under his fascist regime. And this is exactly what's happening in the world now. Certain favored big businesses, which can afford to absorb the massive costs which are going to be imposed on us all by carbon trading and so on, these businesses are going to thrive. But people like you and me and your listeners are going to be screwed something rotten.
And those big businesses will pay their cut to the Hermann Goerings and Joseph Goebbels and Adolf Hitlers of today.
Yeah, I don't think these analogies are inappropriate either. I mean, you know William Crystal, who died recently, one of the founders of neoconservatism?
Yes.
He wasn't so interested in the great clash between the free West and the Soviet Union. What interested him far more was the war between liberalism and, I suppose, what you'd call libertarianism. Because I think he sensed that this was a much more subtle and dangerous war that was going on, because a lot of people don't realize it's happening. Because you know, that there's no evil Soviet empire trying to, you know, point its SS-20s at us anymore. People imagine that the great clash of civilizations is over. Actually, what's happened now is that we are fighting a guerrilla war of ideas against for the right of the individual to enjoy his liberty versus big government, which wants to take our liberty away from us.
Which is allied with select global corporations that don't want a free market. They want a government that can deliver them monopolies.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose when one starts talking about using words like conspiracy, people on the liberal left say, aha, you're just another conspiracy freak. You're making all this stuff up. I would say it's only 50% a conspiracy in that, for example, the people in the Green Movement don't share the same goals as people, you know, in big business who are making money out of it. What's happened is that a ragbag of different people just happen to have found a common theme whose ideals they share, but for completely different reasons. So you've got the Greens, who want us all to live in you know, mud huts and stuff, restore the barter system and abandon fun, and we'll just eat on, you know, raw leaves and give up meat and stuff. And then on the other hand, you've got the sinister bigot business interest who just wants to line their pockets. You know, they couldn't be more different, but they have found a common cause, and that cause is ATW.
Well, here's the Greek Prime Minister, Bilderberg, at Copenhagen. We are observing the birth of global governance. And you link through, he made these quotes. It's in the official Copenhagen record. We have Hermann von Rumpy, I could play the clip again, but I played it literally 30, 40 times, saying this is the first year of global governance. We have Ban Ki-moon in the New York Times, and editorially wrote, saying the Green Movement is the funding mechanism for global government. We have Al Gore saying it. We have Gordon Brown saying it. They're all admittedly setting it up. But then when we say, okay, we don't want your global government, and again, here's the London Telegraph or Daily Telegraph headline saying there'll be nowhere to run from the new world government. But again, they're trying to tell us that they're announcing this, but then we're not allowed to oppose it, as if we're so stupid they can announce global government but then tell us it doesn't exist. What is the psychological tactic there of, say, Monbiot? I mean, just real fast, because you brought him up. Monbiot writes books, writes articles every few weeks, a new story. He signs petitions calling for a dictatorial world government to carry out environmental austerity. But then he writes articles attacking myself and others, saying we're lunatics and none of this exists. I mean, does he think we're so stupid? He has such disrespect for us? I mean, what is the psychological tactic there?
You know, in some ways, Alex, we are stupid. You know, just as in the 1930s, Hitler wrote this book called Mein Kampf, in which he stated explicitly exactly what his plan was. He hated the Jews. He hated the Slavs. He wanted to destroy the Slavic Untermenschen. He wanted a form of new world order with him, Adolf Hitler, in charge. How did people respond to this? Oh, he's just a sad little German or Austrian in need of a bit more love. You know, we don't need to rearm against this guy. It's all going to be okay. This is the power of wishful thinking. People do not want to deal with a reality that doesn't suit them. And I think it's the same with this AGW conspiracy now. As you say, people, you know, the Club of Rome, various people have been very explicit about this. And this is, of course, the classic way fascist movements operate. I don't know whether you've read Jonah Goldberg's rather excellent book, Liberal Fascism. He describes how, in order for fascist regimes to take over, they need a crisis. And if that crisis doesn't actually exist, they need to invent the crisis. I mean, this is what you've got Rahm Emanuel saying as well, haven't you?
Let's
make it an opportunity of this crisis. And, of course, the idea that the world is going to end due to catastrophic man-made global warming is the best crisis you could ever imagine, which is why so many people have been gathering round this wonderful theme and working it up for all they're worth. Because this is their excuse they need. You know, this crisis is so important that it is far too important to be left to the people of the world's constituent countries to vote on the issue. It's so important this must be taken away from the people and it must be decided by experts from the United Nations. In future, they will take power even over elected government. They will.
And notice how they always say. In all their talking points, whether it's David de Rothschild or whether it's Ban Ki-moon, whether it's Al Gore or Gordon Brown, they always say the time for talk and debate is over. This is the way it is.
That's absolutely right. And again, that is a classic product of Nazism and fascism. It's all about action. Action now, because action means that you don't have to think about anything anymore. And, of course, this is why Al Gore says in his propaganda, his Leni Riefenstahl type propaganda movie, An Inconvenient Truth, why he says that consensus has been reached, the science is settled. Because once you do that, you instantly pull the rug from those who say, hang on, the debate isn't over, hang on, let's talk about this, hang on, there's a few more facts that are slowly beginning to emerge, hang on, it isn't settled at all. If you say, act now, we must act now, we must stop thinking, you are overriding these people, you are overriding the arguments. And of course, as we've agreed, the arguments are not in these people's favour. The facts are not in their favour, which is why they try and ride roughshod over those facts as quickly as they can.
You're absolutely right. But again, I see the momentum beginning to shift against them. And before the last break, and then we got cut off, you brought up internet censorship.
Yeah.
This is openly being announced globally. They're now even, Senator Jay Rockefeller has said, quote, we'd be better off never inventing the internet. They're now openly saying in Australia, oh, we're going to censor political views we don't like or people that leak things on WikiLeaks. We're now going to block this. They're really moving to do this. People better take them serious. Can you speak to that and how we block this completely, openly authoritarian, undemocratic fraud?
Well, there's two things at stake here. Alex, are you familiar with the work of the Italian Marxist thinker Antonio Gramsci?
Yes.
Gramsci, of course, was the guy who said that in order for the left to win the political war, it must first win the cultural war, and there must be a long march on the institutions. And so what happened is that little by little over the years, the liberal left captured the seats of learning, the universities, which are, of course, all left-wing.
They had the long view of history.
Yeah, exactly. They took over the newspapers. They took over the schools, they took over every aspect, I mean, the music industry, pretty much every aspect of our culture is controlled by the liberal left.
But I wouldn't even call them liberal left, they're just criminals that call themselves liberal so they can be the bleeding heart and you're the bad conservative.
Well, call them what you will, the point is that up until very recently, until Al Gore invented the internet, which I'm sure he's regretting now. Until Al Gore invented the internet, we didn't really have a way of expressing our dissent to all this. And now this thing comes along, the internet, and it's fantastic because it means that people like you and me can express ourselves and tell our version of the truth, which is actually the real truth as it happens. And, of course, how does the liberal left, how do the crazies respond to all this? By trying to shut down this medium of free expression. They're going to try and do it. I don't think, and this is the one bit of hope I can offer to your listeners today, I don't think they can get away with it. If China can't do it, if China can't close down the internet, then I think nobody can. But I agree, we've got to resist attempts to do so. We've got.
Well, they partially blockaded it, and it's a process, but then they just make the alternative information that much more in demand. But regardless, they're openly announcing their intention to, which shows everyone who these people really are.
Yeah. Well, of course, already you've got some of the places on the internet which have been captured by the liberal left. I mean, are you familiar with the case about Wikipedia?
Oh, it's a complete fraud. Half of what they've got about me... Well, stay there. Tell us about it when we get back. Final segment with our guest. Certainly we'll have to have him back. Very impressive information. But yeah, Wikipedia, it's a fraud.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
We don't need no education.
The controlled leftoids, using Bush's unpopularity and all the bad things he did, boomeranged into power and are intensifying everything Bush did and adding a lot of new tyrannies in. And whenever you listen to the controlled left, all they talk about is how smart they are and what geniuses they are and how stupid everybody else is. And it's all just a bunch of prattle. I mean, they're a religious cult. And a great example of this is Wikipedia. They've got my name spelled wrong. Almost all the info is wrong. and they won't let us change it. They use the worst photo of me they can. They're caught constantly in disinfo. You were getting into that, James Dillingpole.
Yes, and disappointing, one of my favorite Wikipedia entries ever was the one that said I was voted the sexiest man alive by this girls' school in Wiltshire in England. And somebody went and cancelled it out. But on a more sinister point, this guy, William Connolly, have you heard of this guy?
Yes.
William Connolly was the guy, was a sort of an officially appointed Wikipedia moderator. And this guy doctored or rewrote 5,428 articles about global warming. So any article that didn't suit his version of events, i.e. the warmest version of events, he simply either destroyed or altered his point of view. This guy actually eliminated the medieval warm period, for example, on Wikipedia, which is the site, of course, everyone goes to these days for their information. So even, you know, even the internet isn't safe. And it's the same with Google. I mean, you're presumably familiar with how Google has been squashing the references to ClimateGate.
Yes.
You know, when I first wrote about that story, I think within the first fortnight, ClimateGate had got something like 30 million Google hits. If you look now, it's gone down to something like 16 million. How can it have fewer hits than it had 2 weeks ago? It's crazy.
Well, we know Schmidt, the CEO of Google, openly says he wants a world government and world taxes.
Is that right? He's not the same. He's not the same as Gavin Schmidt, is he? For the climate guy.
No. The head of Google is a huge supporter of Al Gore.
Oh no! Do you think we should all kill ourselves now before it gets any worse?
Well, then there's the hypocrisy of these guys. All the big climate change heads like Bloomberg and Gore and Soros and, of course, Ted Turner, they have some of the biggest carbon footprints in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look at. I mean, the guy in charge of the IPCC, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, I don't know how long he's going to last with all the stuff that's been coming up about him. Have you been reading about that? It's just extraordinary.
Yeah, tell folks about how he gets steel mills shut down in England and move them to India.
Oh, I mean, it's extraordinary. The Rajendra Pachauri, the guy who's in charge of the IPCC, the supposedly neutral panel, which is in charge of giving us the accurate figures on how much the climate is changing and how much we need to spend to stop this disaster happening. This guy is in it up to the armpits in businesses which stand to make money out of carbon trading. So this guy is saying, oh, we need stiffer regulation on carbon. And on the other hand, he's making millions out of carbon trading. One of the things he managed to do was he's allied with this Indian conglomerate called Tata. And Tata owns this steel company in Britain, and it recently closed down this steel company. Why? Because by shifting around its carbon credits, it could make over, I think, £1 billion just for having closed down this business and then set up one in India instead, producing the same amount of carbon, but just under the special terms of global carbon trading rules, India is somehow exempt, so it's all okay. I mean, it is just the massive scam.
James Dillingpole, I know you've got a lot of stuff to do. We've got a one-minute break. I'm going to ask you during the break if you can come back for 5 minutes and finish up on a few other issues dealing with this global takeover through the fake environmental movement.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.